But you can't tell him nothing. That's what you use that word. You can't tell him nothing. He's out here working on a little job. I seen a fellow one day working with me, my cousin, that lived right down and died year before last, I believe. We was tearing down a house way years ago, north of the cemetery, for a band, sells different things in hardware. Mm-hmm. We was tearing a house down, and he's just a running. He was that kind of a person, the boss man over to Mr. the white fella. I was very particular, and they were tied down by couples. They tore that house down by a couple, and when one couple had come down, he was just a running and a grabbing, and when he run to grab that couple, put the end to hit his back. He got up and he says, I said, Andrew, did it hurt you? No, it didn't hurt me. Knocked him, plumb down nearly to the floor. But he was that type around white people a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Just grabbing, jumping, and I would see my way out. He'd tell his wife here just a year or two ago, he'd come over here very often. And he was sick, and just his son there with him that works at Tupelo. He says, Agnes, that's my wife's name, I can go hurt yourself doing nothing. Well, I always been particular with myself. Mm-hmm. And he just jump out there.
I see. Would you call him careless or reckless?
Well, you could call him a poisoner in a manner we use it, working for a name, that a great worker. Mm-hmm. Now, people would do that. Some people, years ago, you could be, and now we hold for this bank Pontotoc over here, sand from down at the depot, is ordered and brought down there, this very bank, and him, this man that we was working for, operated, he had a big farm, pretty big farm, right up this road piece, to where when we began unloading that sand, I went, and as I told you, I always wasn't quick to work for a name we used. He throwed a scoop in the wagon, he throwed a rounding shovel to pick up that sand, and on the bottom, now that's horses drove in. That's who it hauled it with. He had two horses. And he threw that scoop, square pointed, you know what I'm talking about? Scoop in the wagon, out of the hardware there. Throw one scoop. That is to pick up bottom of the bed, the last. Well, he'd grab it up, and I would stand there a minute or two to make an exchange. The first thing I know, saw that man out of the hardware back door, he throwed two scoops in there, no, nothing. Well, that's the reason I say he was a fella worked for a name. Mm-hmm. He always saying, talking when he come over here, says he could do much more work, he told Agnes, than I can. I can't go hurt himself. Well, Ike always been particular. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't. In them days and times, and he suffered just heart ailment all the time, and he got caved in a pond back over, not far up the road, back over there, and dirt caved in on him. Well, he got over it. They wanted him to go to the hospital and get a doctor. Oh, he wasn't right. Well, I think that's what pressed and caused him on for three or four years back. He didn't complain with it, but I guess that pressed his heart. Mm-hmm. That's what happened, caused that trouble.